Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something. How's that? Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me and getting on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, engaged, involved. I mean, it's just getting information. If you got the information, then we're good. We're cool, as they say. You know, I told you earlier, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Everybody, we all need help, right? We're beating our brains out trying to work, to take care of our families. Right? Same thing at Mike Lindell's. If you head over to Mike Lindell's, MyPillow.com, the man is doing a boatload of stuff for us. He's doing everything he can to help make sure that you get American-made products at decent prices, that you get the breaks you need to break, you get the breaks that you deserve, and it keeps American people working. I mean, those are the guys you should be rewarding, not the ones that are selling the cheapest stuff they can get their hands on from China, right? Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. You know, earlier today, I flew past it. I wasn't really paying much attention to it, right? And I brought it back up on my screen because I'm telling you, this stuff makes me nuts. You really need to pay attention to what's going on to help keep your kids safe, safe from teachers. Safe from Democrats. I don't even know any way to put it at this point. When I say safe from teachers, I'm going to do a story in a few minutes that should floor you as much as it floors me. And did he get nut? Yes, you heard me. Nut jobs. Like Elizabeth Warren. She wants to put a stop to the crisis pregnancy centers. Now. Why? They don't offer abortions. I mean, this is how far these people have gone. They don't care. They don't care about, they're rabid about killing these babies. Rabid, I'm telling you, about killing these babies. So even if I want to keep my baby, you don't think I should. Warren doesn't think I should. All these kids that we're killing because they decided that you haven't got the ability to raise a child. And don't give me that crud that we don't care about them afterward because we don't want to give them on the service they need. It's not true. What we don't want to do is reward people who are just having baby after baby after baby for whatever reason. and they know the government's going to help them out, so they have no concerns. That is not being responsible. The government shouldn't be your babysitter or safety net, for that matter, in that kind of situation. I've always said it on the show. I have no problem with the government helping people out, I don't know, temporarily. Right? A hand over a situation. You shouldn't move in. There's no reason for you to move in and be part of welfare for 15 years. You know what I'm saying? By the way, have you guys noticed anybody picked up on the fact that now one single person who paid to rape children on Epstein's Island has been arrested? Not one. We haven't heard anything about them. Right? There's nothing out there. It's craziness. And like I said, there's no reason for it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So get involved, get a gig. All right. I know this is, if you know the numbers, and some of you do, you understand how this works. This number is not really a big deal. The U.S. sent over 5 million barrels of U.S. reserve oil to Asia and Europe last month. Now, our domestic refineries are, you know, running at full capacity, according to local reports, but it can't keep up with our need. Biden, who thinks that the people who own the gas stations, this guy's a nut job, has no clue. Biden thinks that the people who own the gas stations should bring the price of gas down. They should stop gouging. Right? He has no clues of what they need to make for a profit. Or actually, frankly, he has no clues what they do make for a profit. Let's start off there. And yet he didn't ask anybody, hey, give me a breakdown of what these stations make. What's their cut of all this money? Right? Wouldn't you love to know if that really happened or whatever? Now, they sent over 5 million barrels of oil from the U.S. reserves were sent overseas. That was in June. Right? The Biden administration has been tapping the reserve to try to bring down fuel prices. And the exports follow similar shipments in April. They went there to replace Russian oil. Why are we doing that? Shouldn't we take care of our own first? Would that make much more sense? Get more on this on the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are, look, I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being a part of the conversation. We're talking about the 5 million barrels of oil that Joey B. sent to Europe. Of course. What do we need it for, right? Now, look, 5 million barrels isn't a lot, like I said earlier. It's almost a joke, right? We use, I think it's 10 million barrels a day. But this was taken from our strategic petroleum reserve. Sent over to, you know, Asia and Europe. There have been two cargo ships, they say, carrying, let me see, 560,000 gallons of barrels each from Atlantic Trading and Marketing. This is part of France's Total Energies, according to Reuters, whatever. And Phillips 66, the fourth largest oil supplier in the U.S., sent about 470,000 barrels from a storage facility in Texas. They said, there's Italy. Now, the experts follow similar shipments of a strategic petroleum reserve when three ships went to Europe to replace Russian oil. So, I get it. I get the help. But shouldn't we help ourselves first? Now, so this is just amazing that we're allowing this to happen. I just heard that Joey B is talking about lifting the tariffs on China. Now, President Trump put on them. And the thing I find interesting about this is it was keeping them at bay. Joey B is doing everything he can to make China feel welcome and home again while they're raising all kinds of issues, security issues, in their neck of the woods. Them and Russia going after Japan the other day, supporting little Kim in Iran. This is really nuts. Now, early last month, the average gallon of gas in the U.S. climbed to a record high of $5. Last month, we've been paying that for a while. We're up to close to $7, even a little over in some places in California. They said, well, gas prices have been coming down for the past 3 weeks, although they're pretty high. Coming down, a couple of pennies here, a couple of pennies there. That's coming down? Really? They're trying to make it look like $1 million, but hey, it's come down for the last 21 days. Where? I'm in California. We haven't seen any relief. Maybe Governor Newsom's is charging another tax so it can't go down. So, we don't see it going down, if you would. You know, the woman that I love to make fun of. Come on, you know who she is, right? Yeah, it's Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, Pocahontas. Is that what they were calling her at one point? She doesn't want these crisis pregnancy centers. She thinks they're here. You know what? I'm not going to tell you what she thinks. You're going to have to do what I do. You're going to have to listen to what she thinks, really. I mean, I anything that helps somebody. They always say, if we can help one woman, if we can do it. What if the help to the one woman is not about having children? I mean, not having children. Having an abortion. Maybe it's about she wants help in keeping the child. Take a listen.
Senator Warren also taking aim at pregnancy crisis centers.
Here in Massachusetts, these so-called crisis pregnancy centers outnumber genuine abortion clinics by 3-1.
She says women walk into the centers believing they'll get abortions. Instead, they try to talk women out of it. She calls it a bait and switch.
They are giving it over to people who wish them harm. And that has to stop. We need to put a...
Let's listen to that again.
Taking aim at pregnancy crisis centers.
Here in Massachusetts, these so-called crisis pregnancy centers outnumber genuine abortion clinics by 3-1.
What does she mean by so-called? Look at a lot of these women looking for an abortion or just don't know what to do. So they go to one of these crisis pregnancy centers. Any of you familiar with these? I am. I'm very involved with one in my area. And I got to know some of the people running some of the other ones just outside of my area. Right? And these crisis pregnancy centers, when these girls don't know where to go or what to do, they go to the crisis pregnancy centers. And you're right, they don't offer abortions. They will try to persuade. They don't do it through electroshock therapy or anything like that. They will try to persuade these young women that that baby is a life, it needs to be born, and if she doesn't want it, they have ways for somebody else to adopt it. And they will help this girl through every part of her pregnancy. If the boy wants to be involved, the guy wants to be involved, they'll help him too. Both of them. Let me tell you what the pregnancy centers do that Planned Parenthood doesn't do. They don't jam their services down your throat. And if you decide, if you have the abortion, and as she has seen, or the centers have seen from time after time, these women are devastated when they realize what they've done or start to have second thoughts. The Planned Parenthood tell you, get over it. Don't worry about it. Get over it. It'll wear off. The care centers will help you. They'll help you through your grief. They'll help you work this out. They'll help you so you don't have as many issues with this. What they don't tell you is when women have these abortions, later on in life, it comes back to haunt them. I don't know what the number was. It was 42%, 48%, somewhere in there. We did a story a while back. But don't think that these things don't wear on women. But when you say a so-called crisis pregnancy center, that means in your mind the only thing that can be done to that baby is to have it torn apart and thrown away or sold for pieces. That's pretty sad in and of itself.
She says women walk into the centers believing they'll get abortions. Instead, they try to talk women out of it. She calls...
Let me tell you something. You look at their advertising, you look at the building, when you go inside, you look at what's going on. There is no advertising for a potential abortion in there. Elizabeth Warren is lying to you. It's not a bait and switch. They will tell you on the phone that they don't perform abortions.
Is it a bait and switch?
They are giving it over to people who wish them harm.
You hear that? They wish them harm. Why? Because they're going to talk to them about having the baby? Right? I mean, the baby being ripped apart and killed, no, that's no harm, is it? It's ridiculous. Let's let her finish her tomfoolery, okay? Got to enjoy this.
And that has to stop. We need to put a stop to that in Massachusetts right now.
Yes, we need to put a stop to you in Massachusetts. Somebody needs to step up, take her out, and fill her seat. And no, not in a violent way. Stop it. Okay? Get her voted out. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden touted a federal program to delay insolvency for private unions' pension funds. Biden spoke in Cleveland, Ohio on Wednesday about the American Rescue Plan's special financial assistance program.
Pension plans that serve 11 million Americans across the country. And to make sure these pensions are managed responsibly and to protect the participating workers and retirees, the federal government oversees and ensures the plans. But we've seen the risk of millions of workers face as they watch their hard-earned pensions turn into broken promises.
However, critics say taxpayer dollars should not be used to bail out pensions negotiated by unions. Tyson Foods says it struck a deal to buy stakes in two Saudi-based poultry businesses as part of its effort to drive growth beyond the U.S. and tap rising demand globally for protein. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Gentlemen, I'm still, I don't know if some of you know this, on Monday, I was in a parade. And what do you do in parades? You yell. And you scream. And you encourage people. So now my voice is kind of like coming and going. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Once you're involved, once you're engaged, very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, seriously, I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you there with us. And I so much appreciate the time that you send me emails and messages and such during the show. I can't get to them all, so don't get irritated. I didn't read it on the air. And trying to keep up with stuff, just trying to keep up with news alone is crazy. Want to talk about crazy stories? How about this one? National Education Association Teachers Union proposes resolution. Now, mind you, they have lost a boatload of members in a relatively short period of time. They don't seem to care. So they're back at it again. They want to change the word mother to birthing parent. They never give up. You got to give them credit here. They're really stubborn about this. The National Education Association proposed a resolution that would change the word mother in contracts to birthing person for the purpose of being inclusive to the LGBTQIA plus members and their families. Now, these resolutions are known as new business items, NBIs, as they put it. They're proposed by delegates. It takes 50 delegates sponsored to bring the NBI to the floor, and then vote according to the vote accordingly. Now, Tiffany Justice of Moms for Liberty told a local news source that she is now calling the NEA the K-12 cartel because they're holding parents and children hostage to this radical agenda. We believe in American teachers. We don't believe the lack of focus that the union has on children is representative. Normal people don't use the term chest feeding or birthing person. Oh, my God. Or any of this stuff. Nicole Neely of Parents Defending Education said, I think it further underscores how completely out of touch the teachers union is from real parents. They're not out of touch. They don't care. Listen, some of the teachers have already changed terminologies. You know what they call parents now, or a lot of them are calling parents? Caregivers. So when the kids are asking them questions about their parents, or they're saying to the kid, you mean your caregiver, right? They don't like the word parent. Parent is a white social construct. Father, white coat social construct. Mother, white, so because, you know, no black folks have mothers and fathers, right? Listen to them. Listen to what they're saying. They are way overplaying this hand. Elena Fishbein from No Left Turn in Education said, the proposed resolution represents how the left wants to destroy the family. They are arrogant. They are dismissive of the family, the parent. It's beyond Orwellian, actually. Even in science fiction, I don't know if you can have such a script to completely destruct of human society. Mia Delegate struck down a proposal resolution that would support a national policy of mandatory masking and COVID vaccine in schools. They already knew they were going to get beat up on that one. That's why it wasn't able to go through. Passing these resolutions include support for, what are these schools, why are they involved in some of these things? Why are these associations even taking this stuff up? The association acknowledges that both historical and current practices have systematically advantaged and privileged people of white European ancestry while disadvantaging and denying rights, opportunities, and equality for people of color. So the resolution wants restitution for that. Unreal. Another resolution called for educators to fight back against institutionally racist systems, like, you know how they always bring that up, but they never have a like. They voted on a resolution on whether moms and dads should be called birthing parent and non-birthing parent, respectfully. I can't stand it. I think it's hilarious. The National Education Association believes that in order to achieve a racial and social justice, educators must acknowledge the existence of white supremacy. Yeah, nope, not going to happen. Oh, no, listen. Are there white supremacists? Oh, of course there are. Are there racists? Of course there are. You're always going to have racists. You're always going to have white supremacists. You're going to have black supremacists. You're going to have black racists. You're going to have Asian supremacists, Asian racists. As long as you're talking about humans with a heartbeat, it doesn't go away that fast. Association believes that the school districts must provide training and cultural competence, implicit bias, and restorative practices and techniques and racial justice. No, the kids shouldn't be taught any of that. How about reading, writing, and arithmetic? How about we get past that? You know, they're going to play, they've already overplayed the hand. They're losing many kids from public schools. And I don't think any of them care. You know why? They get paid whether the kids are there or not. No, you look at, in that whole debacle of the COVID thing, teachers, administrators, whoever was involved, engaged on a daily basis, they got paid. Right? Nobody's check got held back. So where parents who didn't go into work, couldn't go into work, some of these companies ended up folding. They didn't get paid for not being at work, even for being at home, they may have got paid less. It might have been part time work as opposed to full time work. Nobody cared about the parents. One resolution they pushed for called for the protection of the rights of the accused in child abuse cases. Any such allegations should be investigated and resolved immediately without name disclosure. That means anybody could make an allegation that a child is being abused. Can you imagine how many times that kid in a custody battle could be going through back and forth with the police showing up at the house? Right? It's just amazing. National Education Association believes that education employees should be protected from allegations of child abuse made in bad faith. Well, shouldn't everybody? Why just teachers? Why just their employees? Why not everybody? Everybody should be protected from allegations of child abuse. If somebody makes a false accusation And you can prove it was false, and you can prove, well, you can easily prove it was false, but if you can prove the allegation was made with malice, they should have to pay for that. There should have to be some kind of detrimental fee. I don't even know what you want to call it. Penalty? Jail time? Maybe you have to scrape the gum off the bottom of the desks in all the schools? I don't know. It doesn't stop with these people. Nothing ever stops them. Because they're sure they're right, and you're never going to change their mind. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, the guy that wants to be president, or the next president, apparently, Gavin Newsom, he vacationed in Montana. Right? Now, laws that he put in place, that he forced his legislature to put in place, he's totally ignoring. Laws for thee. Nobody's above the law? Sure. His vacation spot is on California's blacklist. He won't even respond to this, probably. He's under fire for vacationing in Montana, which is one of the 22 states that California has banned state-funded travel over its LGBT-related law. Now, Newsom will probably say, that's a government thing. Well, you don't believe in the premise, right? You don't believe in the reason, the principle behind it? Because if you're a principled person, you wouldn't go there. Now, Newsom's office clarified that he not used government funds. See, what did I tell you? What did I tell you? He didn't use government funds for this. The governor has faced criticism a number of times for appearing to sidestep his own rules. He does it all the time. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more on the Joe Mazzini Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Well, I'm back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me, sending me emails, text messages, conversation, all kinds of stuff. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And, hey, listen, feel free. Even if you don't agree, come on, even if you don't agree with me, you can call. You can send me an email. I don't bite. Well, I bite if you're really being nasty. But other than that, I don't. You know, and I'm having some moms sending me some emails and some comments about the last story. We'll get into that in a minute. I want to finish the Newsom thing. You know, it's constant. It seems to be constant, especially with the Democrat royalty. Newsom is Democrat royalty, in case you didn't know. Oh, he perceives himself to be anyway. I mean, come on, think about it. His auntie, Nancy Pelosi, his best buddy, you know, the Soros people. I mean, didn't she force or go to a beauty parlor? No mask? Obviously, he wasn't 6 feet away from people, that's for sure. I mean, Newsom constantly sidesteps his own edicts. And then he'll come back and apologize later, which he doesn't mean at all. Does nothing. Absolutely nothing. When they took up the task for his kids' school that was open without masking, we're supposed to leave his kids out of this. Well, we're talking necessarily about your kids, but isn't it funny the school that your kids go to got away with murder? right? So Montana is on the no-fly list for California. It's one of the states that you're not supposed to use state funds to conduct business or do anything in a state like that. Now, Newsom's office clarified, well, he is in Montana on vacation, but he hasn't used any government funds to do so. Now, I wonder if his security team is there and who's paying them. Right? Maybe when he leaves the state, he doesn't have a security team. I don't know. But I wonder who's paying for that. Right? And if your intent is not to support a state, which is what their intent is, not to support a state that doesn't support abortion, because that's your belief, then you couldn't possibly be a person of integrity, because now you're there. Right? You're adding to their tax base. You're spending money there. And you're going to tell me you're cool with all this. All right, great, good. Glad to hear it. They went on to say the travel ban applies to using state funds. The governor's travel is not being paid or is connected to a state in any way. And they are appalled that the journalist would try to, or attempt to have a gotcha journalistic moment. Well, don't gotcha moment, he did it to himself. This is according to Newsom, senior advisor, communications advisor, Anthony York. Newsom's most famous attended a dinner at the world-class French Laundry restaurant. The state was under strict COVID-19 lockdown in the late 2020. His office initially argued that the dinner had been outside, therefore masks not being required. However, the photo showed that the dinner was inside. Right? Look at, they lie. They don't care. It doesn't bother them at all. Right? Isn't there a scripture about that? The truth isn't in them? Because of who their father is? But even with pictures, they ignore it. Newsom was later pressed to the issue of an apology, admitted to breaking policies about large gatherings. Unreal. Now, think about this. You had Whitmore, you had Pelosi, you had... I go down a whole list of all these people who broke their own rules and basically told us to go pound sand. Us peasant people. I want to apologize to you because I need to preach and practice, not just preach and not practice. And I've done my best to do that. We're all human. We all have shortcomings. I would ask you to forgive me. No, he doesn't care whether you forgive him. Give me a break. He said, I should have stood up, drove back to my house. The spirit of what I'm preaching all that time was contradicted. He said, I need to preach and practice, not just preach. What is he got, a fifth grade speechwriter? Nevertheless, Newsom made the same mistake again in January. Posing maskless with former Los Angeles Lakers star Magic Johnson, while the state still had a statewide mask mandate. I mean, remember. You know, and he tried to say he just took it off for a second. You know, whipped it off, held his breath, took the picture, put it back on. No, he did not. Give me a break. You know, he's not only a high-profile Democrat, right? And he's ignoring these lockdowns that he put in place. He's ignoring these rules that he put in place. But it's not just him. It's many Democrats at his level. Many of them don't give a crud at all about the edicts they put. They don't believe what they put forward. Let's just start off there. Come on. You have to admit, you have to know they don't believe it. Listen carefully. You can tell me if I'm wrong. If you believed, you as a father, as a husband, if you believed that this was so bad, so dangerous, that it could kill you, easily kill you, quickly kill you, would you really allow your kids in that situation unless you hated them? Would you allow your wife in those situations unless you hated her? Think it through. Right? What do you, when you're a person of integrity, when you say you love your kids, you love your wife, you love your family, why would you put them in a position that might kill them? I mean, your words. Right? COVID-19 is killing too many people. Your words. So why put them in that situation? Unless you really don't love them, and maybe you're thinking that if they go and nothing to worry about, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. And in the chat room, texting, tweeting. The Dems are now already, I love this, I think this is so funny. The Dems are already beating on Myra Flores, right, the new Texas congresswoman. That she's out of touch with her people because, ready for this one, she's a conservative Latina. Is he for real? Is she, I mean, are they for real? This is what I mean. They can't embrace them. They love these people. This is what they want. Right? This is, these are the kind of people they want to get behind. These are the kind of people they want to hold in high esteem. We need more females. We need more Democrats, right? We need more Hispanics. It's just amazing to me. And they do it with a straight face. I couldn't. I'd be up chucking in my mouth. They're not honest people. You might have, I shouldn't say you might. You have rank and file Democrats that are good, honest people. I know some. I don't know why they're Democrats, but I know some. Right? And I don't understand how they do this with a straight face. When they try to stick up for some of these people, when they try to make it look like those people are doing the right thing or they're headed for the right direction, they just don't have it all together yet. It's just nuts. All right, so Newsom is trying to, Newsom is trying to make a case for you to leave Florida if you're in Florida. We're on several stations in Florida. I thought you'd get a kick out of this. Newsom is trying to tell you and others that he is with the state of freedom. Not you, him. That Florida is not a state of freedom. I don't know. I don't have enough drugs to do this. Take a listen. I think this will work. No, that would have been too easy, right? Come on.
Oh, it's Independence Day. So let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in Europe. The Republican leaders, they're banning books, making it harder to vote, restricting speech in classrooms, even criminalizing women and doctors. I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight or join us in California. But we still believe in freedom, freedom of speech, freedom to choose, freedom from hate, and the freedom to love. Don't let them take your freedom.
Paid for by Newsom.
I love this. He is, whoever wrote that, a genius. Just, I'm telling you, genius. I did a great commercial. Anybody with two brain cells to rub together will know it's all a lie. Banning books? We have to do more on this tomorrow. I'm going to save this for tomorrow. This is actually worth it. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great, great rest of the day, and I appreciate you being with me. We're here all week. Stay with us. We'll be back tomorrow.